Mary Belk has written a weekly column for the Opelika Auburn News for many years, and of course her readers have urged her to collect these columns and make them available as a single volume. The launching of Solomon and George Publishers in Auburn was exactly what was needed. This little startup press has now published 5 volumes. Belk's pieces do bear resemblance to the columns of Rita Grimsley Johnson, but Johnson, under contract with the Atlanta Constitution, traveled the South looking for stories, and Belk's subjects are her memories and experiences closer to home. Of the many hundreds of columns, perhaps 1,000, Belk has here selected 95. They run only about 600 words apiece and are gathered in 14 sections, sections such as The Joy of Eating, Back in the Day, Critters, On the Road, and so on. These are, of course, better enjoyed one a week, or at most one a day, rather than in a couple of long sittings, as book reviewers have to do. The primary audience is Auburn dwellers, who will most appreciate the pieces on the downtown before, quote, the demise of every small drugstore, Tumors turned into a souvenir shop, and Glendine Drugs replaced by a big chain drugstore, end quote. And there were little grocery stores and independent filling stations and hamburger joints and diners. Most of this happened, one might dare to say, evolved, slowly over time. Some of the changes, though, happened instantly. As Belk narrates, on the morning of January 15, 1978, shortly after 8 a.m., there was a huge natural gas explosion which, quote, leveled Waldrop's gift shop, the Tiger Lily bookstore, Crest 5 and 10, and, of course, the Copper Kettle Diner, beloved by all. Belk writes a good many times about how downtown Auburn used to be a more picturesque, unspoiled place before the enormous changes that made it the megalopolis it is now. I will have to take this on faith. Myself, I don't think Auburn has been ruined by wild urbanization. There are, of course, many other subjects dealt with. Belk writes about her parents, especially her mother's cooking, childhood and her children and grandchildren, the family summer place on the Chattahoochee River, and an assortment of pets, mainly dogs. She also has a section on cars, of which she is very fond, reminiscing about road trips in her VW Bug, especially to national parks, and her long love affair with a 1975 MG Midget. Second Cup is laced with nostalgia, as one might expect, but Belk also includes some thoughtful columns that reveal her training and expertise in anthropology, which she taught for 20 years. For example, quote, Americans say, our women put rings through their ears and cosmetics on their faces to enhance their beauty. Their women put bones through their noses and scars on their faces, and it makes them ugly, end quote. And, quote, we don't eat cats or worms because it's cruel or disgusting. They won't eat beef because they have silly food taboos, end quote. Belk writes about 100 things she has done in her life and includes the now popular bucket list. So future columns might then concern playing the French horn in the orchestra of a Broadway musical, hiking the Appalachian Trail, or living on an island. There is still time.